This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
That sounds
nothing like what we're trying to talk about. You go.
You try.
No.
This is horrible.
No. You. Go.
What?
You do it. Okay, so don't say any more, because if we do it for too long, we will have to probably get charged a copyright fee, and, we don't want to have that, right? So, I'm the Geeky Dad, and these are my co-hosts.
Rayon.
Arietta.
Raiden.
And we're the Multiverse Kids!
And, I guess the Geeky Mom is here too, right?
Somewhere, yes. In the house.
Somewhere in the house.
She's just watching her phone.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about the first 5 episodes of...
X-Men.
97. Okay, kids. You guys have been watching reruns of the old X-Men cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And now you've been watching the new one.
Yes, X-Men 97.
Yes, you got that right. Now, out of, the first 4, which one you like the best?
I like number 3.
You like number 3 with Madeline?
Yes.
Goblin Queen?
I think the best one is number 1.
I think the one with Nightcrawler.
We didn't see that one yet. You like that? I know why you like that, because of Cyclops.
No.
What?
Cause.
What?
It's Cyclops.
Oh my god! I just said that. Okay, so you like the new animation style?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the old show? What was your favorite episode so far? We haven't gotten through everything yet. We've gone through the first 2 seasons.
Now I have to backtrack everything.
Yeah. What was the best episode of the old show?
The first one.
The first episode?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Where Morph dies?
Uh huh.
Really?
But Jubilee.
I always like the first episode.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I like the Savage Land one.
Yeah, Savage Land's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I like number 4.
Number 4?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
I don't know.
Really? Okay, so we're going to be watching... Episode number 5 of X-Men 97. Now, this is supposed to be a very big episode. It's based on a very famous storyline.
And it's called Remember It.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
I think it's about...
So, before we watch it, I want to get some predictions. Yeah.
I think Gambit's gonna die.
Yeah, or something's gonna happen to Gambit because of the title of the episode.
Because it's called Remember It.
Yeah, that's Gambit. Literally his catchphrase.
My name's Gambit. Remember It.
Is that your Cajun accent?
No. That's horrible imitation.
Really? No. Really? Okay. What about you, little boy? You already said your prediction. You're gonna see Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
We already know
that. Okay. Huh? Wolverine can never die, so he's not gonna die.
That's true. At least he's smart on that.
Yeah.
Well, he did die in one episode in the old show.
He never died.
Yes, with Bishop. He died in the future.
Oh, yeah. He just lost all his kid.
Yeah. I think he's dead.
No.
I think he's dead, dude.
He can never die.
Yeah. What about your prediction?
I already said something's gonna happen to Gambit.
No,
you can't have the same prediction.
He said that he's gonna die. I said something's gonna happen to him.
Okay. Is that all you predict?
Yeah. Nothing's gonna happen to Gambit.
I also saw something big is gonna happen. Yeah.
Because he kept building it up.
Okay, so I think, in my opinion, so far, I like the first 3 episodes. They're very good.
You especially should pick one.
I like all 3 the same. I don't like the Mojo one that much. They could have did more with it. They should have had like more references to like Mario and like different video games.
Yeah. The only good thing about the Mojo episode was Mojo.
What?
I like the name. It was funny. Like instead of Nintendo, it's Motendo.
Yeah. Well, I liked the first episode because it had the cool Cyclops
drop
superhero landing, right?
Uh-huh.
And episode 2 was good because I like the part where Jean, well...
Madeline.
We didn't know that at the time. She gives birth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have that cool twist at the end where they show the Jean is the real Jean, you know, not there.
Yeah.
And then...
The third episode
was crazy.
It was epic.
With the Goblin Queen.
Yes.
And Mr. Sinister.
And a baby.
And a baby. All that stuff happened in one episode.
And the baby got sick.
That's almost like a season finale type of episode.
Yeah.
Another good thing about episode 1, when Cyclops said, "To me, my X-Men."
Yeah. And then also, the whole storyline with Storm losing her powers, that's from the comics as well.
Yeah.
And it's setting up a very big storyline called Life Death. That's a very big storyline.
Wait, the
where they fight the adversary.
The Motendo episode was
that's
called...
a big villain.
The Motendo episode was called Motendo / Life Death Part 1.
Well, that's probably going to be the season finale.
Huh?
Part
2.
Well, in the original comics, Life Death led to a storyline where all the X-Men die. Well, are seemingly dead.
And Wolverine?
And the whole world thinks they're dead, but they're actually living in Australia. So in the 80s, they lived in Australia for a while. Right?
Why?
Why Australia?
Because that's so far away.
Why?
They had to pretend to be dead for a while.
Why?
I don't know, because they had to pretend to be dead.
They're probably getting hunted or something.
Yes, they were being hunted.
Oh, see, that was correct.
Yeah.
You gave no detail. Like
me. And imagine if you are the other X-Men members and you think, oh my god, all my friends are dead. You know?
Except for Wolverine.
That'd be sad.
Yeah.
Except for Wolverine.
Yeah. Anyhow, I don't think they're going to do that.
Probably not living in Australia. That's probably not going to happen.
They're not going to live. A lot of people like Australia X-Men. That was a very popular time in the 80s. But, this is 97. This is the 90s. This is not the 80s. So, we're going to take a break. We're going to watch this episode 5.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to get your opinions on that. Okay?
And we'll see who's... prediction is correct.
You basically had the same prediction.
And the last
episode
is Nightcrawler.
You gotta be more specific, like, oh, something's gonna happen. You gotta say something else.
The last episode was...
What do you think should happen to him?
Could be somebody else.
The last episode is about Nightcrawler.
Or something happens to all the memories.
Something happens to,
the memories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Remember it.
Also, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna watch it. All right?
Now?
We'll be right back. We'll watch this episode. Get back to you. Hey, Ariana. Have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science, to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, you kids have seen episode 5. Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Warning!
It's gonna be a lot of spoilers.
So, you can't say we didn't warn you. The kids all warned you. Alright?
Uh-huh.
Alright? So, Rayon, your first thoughts after watching that episode?
It's a very sad episode, but it has a lot of action.
Yeah? What was the favorite scene?
My favorite scene? That's hard. My favorite scene was when Nightcrawler saved Gambit and Rogue.
What about you, Ariana?
My favorite scene was it when Madeline found out that, technically she already knew, but she found out that Cable was her son.
Yeah, from looking in his eyes?
Yeah.
What about you? What did you like, baby? Nothing.
It's too sad for him.
How about you, Geeky
Gambit
Mom?
Gambit died.
You like Gambit dying?
Okay. No, but no!
Okay.
My favorite scene was when Rogue and Gambit, they're talking and she's telling him her past. And he decided, like, well, you know, they're saying, like, when it's when you love something, set it free.
Uh-huh.
Kind of that situation. But I don't think the kids are going to understand that.
My favorite scene, there's two.
Only one, he said.
But my most favorite scene was when everybody's about to die and Gambit jumps through the window, does a backflip with a head of a sentinel on his head and then blows up the sentinel's head.
And then he dies.
No, he doesn't die after that.
Actually, he does.
And then my other favorite scene was when Magneto took a train and used it as a whip. Okay?
Did they not see that episode?
Yeah.
I don't know how you not like that scene. Those are two crazy scenes.
Like the big one, like it looked like like an octopus hand, like tentacles going.
Yeah. This is why.
It looks like a rope.
This is why the X-Men can only be done as a cartoon because.
Why did they kill off Gambit?
None of the real life movies ever got as big as that. They can't pull it off.
It's too much for the budget.
Yeah. Even the Avengers movies, they get close, but they're not ever going to be as good as...
You know what I hate the most?
The real thing.
I feel like, you know, they could have done better even with those movies.
The movies are horrible.
Yes, because of the storyline they picked.
Also, it's like they didn't have the budget.
Yeah.
We are going to do a rewatch on all of these movies, and you're going to see...
How horrible they are, and they don't make any sense.
Compared to what, like, you guys complain about Marvel now, but if you see those, I don't know. I think the budgets now for these Marvel movies are way bigger.
It's not just about the budget. It's about the storyline as well.
Yeah.
Like, these days, you could do anything with the CGI effect and everything. Like,
will never be able to pull off the real X-Men.
But, you know, like, these days, like, nobody does. Like, besides some of those, like, famous actors, nobody does, like, their stunt on their own. Everything is done in a green screen.
Well, Tom Holland does.
Well, he's different. He's Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I think also Chris Evans.
Does he now?
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, back to X-Men. Like, yeah, they do need a bigger budget.
And the thing I like about this cartoon, they don't make it the Wolverine show.
Everything is about Wolverine, those movies where...
The show, but not this cartoon.
No, not this one.
Exactly, you know. It's about everybody.
Everybody has a chance to have a spotlight. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on how they ruin Cyclops in those movies.
Oh.
Okay?
Made it worse.
Oofa.
Yeah, they really, like, destroyed him in that, in those movies.
Did they not one make him be able, did they not make him have his powers or something?
No. I mean,
he's much more tamed down.
He's, what do you call it? A punk. Okay.
That's what I said. He's much more tamed down.
The actor they got was actually a good choice because he does other movies and he's like really energetic and he has like, you know, a charm to him.
But I don't think they gave him that.
It's a Donut Lord from Sonic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had. Well, you'll see. You'll see when we get to it. When we get to it.
I kind of see it.
Don't ruin it.
Just yeah.
Let them make their own decision.
Yeah.
Now, back to the show.
So, what would you grade it? Out of the five episodes that came out so far, which one was the best for you?
The best, I always said, number one.
Still? Okay.
I mean, this one, it was pretty good, but it was kind of sad.
Yeah. I think
I still like the one with Nightcrawler.
I like episode 3.
You like episode 3? With Madeline? Well, Madeline's dead.
Yeah. She's dead.
Okay? Let's talk about how many famous characters died. Madeline died.
Leech.
Leech is dead.
Magneto.
Actually, most of the Morlocks are dead.
Callisto's dead.
But do you guys know for sure they're dead?
Well, they're dead in this episode.
Callisto
is dead.
Okay? Gambit's dead. Magneto's dead.
Can
you stop saying that?
Okay.
I will say it more.
Banshee is dead. Another character Dazzler. Called Marrow is dead. Dazzler's dead.
Gambit's dead.
All of the Hellfire Club is dead, including probably, you know, the White Queen.
The Giant Sentinel thing is dead because of Gambit dying.
Yes. Yes. And, yeah, a lot of people died. So, my prediction, they're going to probably linger with this plot for a little bit.
Let everybody stew on it.
And then...
cry about it.
I think what's going to happen is...
Cable's going to fix it.
Cable might fix it. There's a reason they showed Cable.
Yeah. There's a reason they put Madeline there.
And nobody likes Cable.
I like Cable.
People say that. I don't like Cable.
I like Cable.
I like Cable's,
Cable's kind of cool.
Now, I think the saddest part of that episode...
Gambit dying.
No.
Yes?
Yes.
The saddest part was when Rogue was trying to touch him, and she's like, I can't feel you, sugar.
Is that literally the end?
I can't feel you.
I think the saddest part is Gambit dying. Yes. Gambit or Magneto dying.
Well,
that's why he's saying.
I don't think it's sad. That's probably the most coolest part because it showed how like BA he was. Okay? Because I can say A words on this show. He was so BA on that. Right? He just took it out like a total gangster.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And Gambit said...
What did he say? What's his catchphrase?
My name's Gambit.
Remember it!
No, he said, mon ami. Yeah, you got a better accent. Say it. So, do it.
Nope.
He just did it so good. do the Bishop line.
Nope.
You want to be on the show and you don't say anything.
He does that on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't say it.
No? Okay, whatever. Anyhow, a lot of people probably didn't notice this, but The Watcher was in this episode.
Yeah. But it was a canon event right before,
A canon event, and he looked sad, like he knew what was coming.
So what is the purpose of The Watcher?
He can only watch.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of the watch is to make things be
What if bad? They don't fix this? And
this what if?
Is, and then they do a what if episode about them fixing it.
Wait.
Huh?
If
it's a crossover.
If Cable does go back in time and fixes it, will the Watcher still remember it?
Yes, he can see multiple realities and multiple futures. He can see anything.
I guess.
That's what he sees. That's his job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a Watcher.
He didn't see Vision coming up to him and killing and almost going into the Watcher thing.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He was like, huh? I can't believe he's coming up here. And then.
Yeah, but he caught it in time to escape, didn't he? He didn't die.
All of these Watchers and this Heimdall person, they're all bad. Like, they always figure everything out when everything is into the dust.
Yeah, well, let's see what's going to happen in the rest of the season. I think Captain America is showing up in the next episode.
So. Yeah, because I saw Captain America's shield.
Yeah.
That'll be the only thing that could make up for Gambit dying.
Oh my god, how many times did he say that?
I don't know how many times they talk about Gambit dying.
Okay, anybody that listens to this episode, if you can count how many times the kids said Gambit dying.
Gambit's dead.
Again, boy.
100 million.
Better not say it again.
Why? Gambit dying.
Oh my god, they said it again.
Alright, I'm gonna have to do something about them today.
One other thing, okay? Now, if Magneto's dead.
And Gambit's dead.
Oh god, he said it again. I hope Nightcrawler joins the team.
He does!
Colossus is gonna join the team.
Yeah.
And
in the movie, wasn't he part of the team? Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, he didn't return in the movies because it was the budget. They can't afford to do the makeup every time. Mm. And I hope that by the season finale, I bet you it ends with Professor X returning. And he's like, what the heck happened here?
Exactly. All those people will...
What did you do, Eric?
All those people will...
This is what happens when I leave you in charge.
Because he's dead.
Now, this is my theory. This is my theory. My other theory.
Another theory.
I think Magneto made a hole into the earth and escaped.
Mm-hmm. And Moloch, but how?
He can do anything with his powers.
He can make a force field.
Wasn't Leech with
Magneto?
By the way, anybody...
Wouldn't Leech take off Magneto's power?
Exactly.
No, only if he wants to.
Okay, maybe that was the plan, because we don't see their body. We see they're into a dome that's like crumbling in. So very well could be Leech took the power and then something...
Somebody said that online. I saw some people talking about that. They said that's why the Sentinel did not see him, because it took off his power.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
Because no way Magneto's gonna be dying. Okay. Like, even if they linger, Gambit being dead, but Magneto, somebody has to come on.
Oh yeah, you just said it. You just said the dreaded words.
You talked about Gambit dying.
Again, he said it. He said it again. He said it again.
Keep talking about Gambit dying.
Oh, you said it. Oh my gosh.
That's what you get for watching episode of Gambit dying.
Oh my god, he said it again.
Why are you keep saying Gambit's dying?
You just said it again. Oh my gosh, this episode.
I like Gambit dying.
Oh my gosh.
Why did you like Gambit dying? It's the best.
Sugar.
Okay. When we do the next 5 episodes... You better not mention Gambit dying again.
I want Gambit to die.
Why
would you want Gambit to die?
Oh my god.
He doesn't deserve to die.
He died like a hero, okay?
Yeah. He died with...
By the way, I don't know if you know this.
Godzilla.
I don't know if you know this, but in the comics, Gambit was working for Mr. Sinister.
Oh.
He is the one... that brought Sinister to the Morlock Cave, and because of that, a lot of the Morlocks got killed.
Oh my gosh. Karma.
And now he dies trying to save the Morlocks.
Again. I just said that, right?
Like, karma.
Karma is my best friend.
That's why he was, Bishop said he was prophesied to be the traitor.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he was actually a spy for Sinister on the X-Men. But then he changed over because he turned good.
That's in the comics.
That also... Comics is the Bible. Everything else is just an adaption. Okay? Anyhow. Mom, what do you rate this episode?
Very sad.
Very sad?
Very, very, very
sad. I give it no thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs down.
Why? Because Gambit died?
Yes!
So you must. Because Gambit died. So you probably hate Endgame. You probably hate Infinity War.
Yes!
Really?
And Nightcrawler got blood.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler got blood. Oh no.
Oh no. You probably hate all the. Well, yeah, Star Wars movies. Bad. Yeah.
I don't think any one of my favorite characters died.
That was not your favorite character.
You said it was Cyclops.
Yes. You said it was Cyclops.
Not until I found all the bad stuff he's done.
In the comics.
By the way, they look like they're gonna hint at something in this episode because it shows that he's getting a little angry and he becomes sort of a terrorist. A mutant terrorist later on in the comic books. Yeah. So I think they might go down that road. Yeah.
So he's gonna kill mutants.
No, he's gonna kill humans.
They're gonna have an evil Cyclops. A dead Gambit.
Again.
Okay.
And a dead Magneto.
And a dead Wolverine.
Well, I think Storm is probably going to come back and be the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And that's it for this episode. This is probably the most talked about Disney Plus show since The Mandalorian and WandaVision.
It's probably because of that. Episode is
No wonder they already like greenlit season 2 and 3.
And 3.
Yeah, right away cuz it's the most popular show on television
right now. They like it because this episode
it's not only for the kids, the grown-ups are also watching it, reliving their
Well, you see the kids who grew up with this are now adults and they have kids and then they're also watching it with their kids.
I mean, when they were showing this X-Men, I was new into this country, even I used to watch it. Everybody knows the song.
The closest I can ever compare this show to is like
the regular show,
the new He-Man, which is a continuation.
Yeah,
and they made it more adult.
Yeah,
right. This is just like that.
Everyone's
like,
watching this show.
Life and achievements.
They made it more realistic. Like some of the lines in this show, it's very. Thought provoking.
It's because this episode.
Especially that line where he talks about world leaders being terrorists.
Yeah.
Huh.
Everybody talks about that line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all because of this episode and Gambit dying.
Oh boy, you said it again.
Okay.
Now he's Why do you always say that?
Okay, that's it for this episode. What do you say, Ariana?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Why do you like
Goodbye!
Oh boy.